You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National Party has proposed to send teen offenders to military-style boot camps. 10 to 17-year-olds are considered being put in a new serious young offender category. National's leader Christopher Luxon said that the policy was about reforming young offenders and that he was confident it would work. Amnesty International and others have said it's a bad idea. I spoke to University of Auckland criminologist Dr. Ronald Kramer to find out more. I started by asking what the causes of youth offending are.
So I think it's very hard to sort of, you know, say there's some singular cause or imply or suggest there's like one cause that explains youth offending. So a lot of times it's an overdetermined phenomenon with a lot of sort of factors that are in play. So they might be social, they might be psychological, economic, a mix of all of that. So it's a hard question to sort of answer because we're talking about a category, youth offending, that's hard to actually make sense of what that category means in some respects.
Is this a political issue or an ethical one? In other words, does National potentially coming into power make this a certain thing?
I don't think it makes it certain. I think it's both a kind of political and ethical issue. Law and order is, you know, sort of always on the political agenda now. And I think we've kind of only really got one way of talking about it. I think when it comes to the political space, you know, most parties are invested in some kind of law and order rhetoric and ideology. It's very hard to kind of get out of that discursive trap. And I think that, of course, is simultaneously an ethical issue because we're really talking about how some segment of the population is going to interact with and affect some other segment of the population.
Has there ever been anything like this in the past, and to what success?
Well, in the past, we had corporal forms of punishment, and I suppose this is on par with that. What I find really odd about the idea of a boot camp is its underlying theory of crime. It seems to be premised on the idea that there's a certain body type that connects with crime. So it's kind of, it has a sort of eugenics flavor to me. And it's this idea that if we can produce a certain kind of body, we won't have certain kinds of crime or something. So that sort of thinking is sort of from the 19th century. And, you know, there's practices that have been associated with that. And that for me is one of the disturbing things about it, is it kind of echoes back to these corporal forms of punishment because it's essentially concentrated on the body. And I think that's something to be wary of.
Luxon famously said youth offenders need to be reprogrammed. Is he correct in saying this?
I don't know that punishment strategies that focus solely on the individual are typically very effective. And I think all of this sort of hinges on what your sort of theory of crime is. So I don't think it's a simple matter of reprogramming. I'm not really sure that, you know, we make out that's kind of very simple to do. If we can just change an individual, everything will be fine. But this is what punishment strategies have been in some shape or form trying to do for the last couple hundred years, or like ever since we've had punishment strategies and we've constantly had them. So I don't, you know, it's probably not going to be very effective if we just keep thinking about the individual.
What harm has historically arisen from these punishment strategies?
This echoes back to a sort of eugenics, a sort of ableist eugenics type theory about bodies and bodily control. And so there's quite a few problems or harms I would see associated with that approach. One, I think one of the things that this is an odd way to think about harm, but it kind of re-communicates this idea that there's some body types that are criminal and others that are not. And that, for me, is where the sort of ableism of it creeps in and sort of emerges, right? So we're kind of creating stereotypes about criminal bodies, what body looks like a criminal, what body is not one. So I think that's a pretty dangerous, sort of strange, odd message to send. The other sort of harm I would see is it sort of reintroduces a logic of corporal punishment. If you think it's all about controlling the body, then there's all kinds of ways you can control bodies such that they don't commit crimes, right? So at the logical end, that might be something like, if you don't want people to steal, just cut off their arms, because somebody who doesn't have arms, it'll be harder for them to steal, right? So I think the harm of it is there's cultural harm that we don't think about, like has impacts for how we think about crime and punishment. And then there's the more obvious sort of, what it actually does on the ground and so on and so forth.
What other methods have been proven to be successful in psychologically rehabilitating youth offenders, if any?
So the time when crime rates were at their historical lows in most Western countries was when you had a penal philosophy of rehabilitation and reintegration. And so that was pretty much the first parts of the 20th century. So when you had that penal philosophy in play, you had better results in terms of lower crime rates. But that also occurred alongside a whole bunch of other things. So relatively full employment, living wages, labor unions that protected workers' rights. So basically when you had better kind of social economic conditions combined with rehabilitative approaches, that's when, street crimes and that sort of category of crime was at its historical lowest, right? So I would say more rehabilitative approaches combined with social public welfare would get you better results.
If this policy was scrapped, what would be a better governmental policy to put in place?
Well, I think you've already got, one of the odd things about political discourse these days is it's almost like everybody needs to suggest something new. So I don't necessarily know, we don't necessarily need new laws or sort of new approaches. Maybe what we just need to be doing is thinking more holistically, about the structural context in which people are living their lives, the impact of that, and then what we kind of do in terms of punitive regimes and how we sort of implement them and what we do. So like I said, the time when crime rates were at their historical low was when we had, certain social conditions in place, public social support for people, you had more inclusive job markets, living wages combined with sort of, rehabilitative type approaches, right? So in other words, approaches that kind of prepared people to go back into the world and operate in the world in a certain way. That worked kind of well. The difficulty we've got is really the social conditions, the economic conditions. So we keep thinking about crime, punishment, so on and so forth, individuals. I think maybe what we need to be thinking about is the social, the economic, the kind of cultural conditions in which we're now living.
That was Dr. Ronald Kramer, University of Auckland criminologist, speaking on National's bootcamp strategy to deal with youth offending.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.